Well, Afghan presidential candidate Abdullah Abdullah makes fresh fraud allegations regarding the recent runoff vote. Abdullah's camp has released audio tapes purportedly of election officials speaking about stuffing ballot boxes and rigging the vote. Now, the recordings have apparently captured conversations between a senior election official, Zial al-Haq Amar Khali, and the aides of rival candidate Ashraf Ghani in several provinces. The authenticity of the tape recordings is yet to be verified. Abdullah has once again called on electoral officials to sift out what he calls the dirty votes. Now, he accuses Ashraf Ghani of colluding with election officials and President Hamid Karzai to steal the presidency. Crossing over to Kabul, join my Press TV's correspondent Fayez Khorshid. Fayez, good to have you with us. Well, fill us in on this latest situation. Tell me, how does the candidate Abdullah think that President Karzai is involved in all of this? And in general, tell me about his concerns.
Thank you, Marzia. The allegations of vote rigging are mounting now in this country, and most of these allegations have been made by Abdullah Abdullah. He is now attracting more fans and supporters in this country, and he has released new vote fraud audios, and based on these recordings, several people were involved in fraud during the second round of presidential election in this country. It was the governor and the police chief of Paktika province in the east, and now all these recordings are being investigated by this country's intelligence department. He is very distrustful of this election process, and he has also blamed President Hamid Karzai and many other Afghan officials for rigging the vote in favor of his rival Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai. But all these allegations have been denied both by President Hamid Karzai and people inside the Election Commission, and his rival has praised the job of the Election Commission, and he has called on Abdullah Abdullah to wait and let the electoral commissions do their job properly. Now, the problem is that we don't have partial results of this election. No one knows who would be the winner of this election, but one of them, Ashraf Ghani or Abdullah Abdullah, would be the winner, and President Hamid Karzai has yet again announced that he is impatiently, like millions of other Afghans, are waiting for the final results of this election to be announced by the Election Commission, and he said that his powers would be transferred to the elected president very peacefully. But this country on Friday, especially here in Kabul, there was a massive rally outside President Hamid Karzai's palace, and it was Abdullah Abdullah and his fans who protested against the election fraud. Now, with no immediate resolution inside, this country's mood of national euphoria turned back to political anguish, and many people are telling us that it has been caused by fraud, especially in the runoff vote here.
Mr. Abdullah talking about when it appears that he was talking about Mr. Karzai also being in on this situation? Do you have any information about that?
Well, the straw, Marzia, that broke the camel's back was when one of the top electoral officer was caught by the police here in Kabul on the runoff day, taking ballot boxes outside the country, most probably to one of the nearby provinces, to rig the vote in favor of Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai. And it has concerned all, especially Abdullah Abdullah, who now believes that he is now the winner, and that the partial results would show that his rival Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai would be in the lead. But this country is now in political limbo after the vote, and the United Nations has also stepped in based on the request of the Afghan government to mediate among all stakeholders. What they think, including President Hamid Karzai, the best solution to put an end to the political crisis in this country is to form a coalition government. Now, it remains to be seen whether or not Abdullah agreed to this new request and suggestion of the Afghan government and other stakeholders.
All right, thank you so much for being with us. Press TV's correspondent Fayez Khorshid out of Kabul.